Mander. She nodded, do it. Fish wormed his way into loose straw out of the way to wait. He had it all scoped out now. Chapter 65. Raven and Bowmans ragged my old tent mate Ken and each other. He sat in a chair, the only one we had, and didn't say nothing. He was totally pissed off, but in a way so stubborn I don't think they could have got a squeak out of him with a hot poker. He just looked at them like he figured on cutting their throats in about 1 minute. He even refused a meal. I didn't. I stood around stuffing food in my face and wondering what the hell was going on since nobody bothered explaining anything to me. Darlin stomped, got everybody's attention, signed, Get the Soldier. Now what? Raven and Silent went climbing into the hayloft. In a minute they came back with a Night Stalker who was gagged and, from the way he chafed his wrists, had been tied. They brought him over. He glanced indifferently at Ken. Ken didn't react at all. Silent took the gag off. Raven asked, Do you know the man in the chair?
Yeah,
the Night Stalker croaked. He worked some spit back into his throat.
Yeah, name's Ken something. He used to come around the place I was billeted sometimes, drink a few beers with us.
Silent and Raven looked at each other and had a frowning contest. Raven asked, You sure his name isn't Smedstall?
Nah.
Silent corked him one upside the head and knocked him down. Raven asked, You sure? This man here and the woman over there were at Queen's Bridge. They still have grudges. The Night Stalker looked up at him and said,
Man, I'll call him Tommy Tucker, King Thrushbeard, or Smedstall if that's going to make you happy, but that ain't going to turn him into Smedstall.
He fits the description. The soldier looked at Ken.
Maybe. A little. But Smedstall has got to be at least 10 years older than this guy.
Raven said, Shit. I don't think I ever heard him use the word before. It was not the right time, but I couldn't help it. There he was, headed into the last turn in the inside lane, leading by neck as we headed toward the stretch, and the damned horse pulled up lame. They appreciated it. For a second, I thought Silent might actually say something. Probably something I didn't want to hear. Darlin stomped, asked what was going on. She read lips some, but could not keep up with all that. Raven and Silent signed like hell. She made a gesture she hadn't taught me, probably cussing, then told them to put the Night Stalker back in the loft. Raven and Silent dragged him off like it was his fault things didn't work out the way they wanted. Darlin signed to anybody who would pay attention that it was all her fault for jumping to conclusions about some guy she saw on a porch one day. I didn't know what the hell she was going on about. When Silent and Raven came back, we had us a big woe-is-me session. Bowman's buzzard pal damned near got strangled by everybody. A banging up in the loft broke that up. Everybody went charging up to see what the racket was. The loft doors, where they hoisted the hay bales up and brought them inside, were back.